Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Our good friend Gerald Celente is back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Gerald is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. In fact, this May, he will be celebrating his 15th anniversary with us. We're going to get him back, if not before, certainly that month, and celebrate his 15th anniversary. He was our first trend tracker to ever be on the show. I think he's a futurist, but he says he's a trends tracker. He's the author of the Trends Journal, which is a quarterly publication that's just getting bigger and better every quarter. I've been telling you about that now for a long time. His book, Trends 2000, was a prophecy, and he's here with some very interesting perspectives on peace. Gerald Celente, welcome back to the show.
Oh, wow, 15 years.
How about that?
I guess we were both kids. Huh?
I know, we were just children when we started, Gerald, but it's been my pleasure to tell my audience about you all these years and just continue to see how accurate your forecasts are and the trends that you track and tell us about, and it's been fascinating to watch. So, folks, and I'll remind you that Gerald is he's a truth teller, so you buckle your seatbelts and pull them tight. Gerald, your main theme for your new journal is called Four Rules of Peace. Tell us about that.
The reason for that, Jim, is we're seeing a parallel that history is repeating itself just differently. And you go back to the crash of 1929. It was followed by the Great Depression, currency wars, trade wars, world war, the panic of 08. We're in a depression.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to France, you go to Spain, you go to Greece, you go to Portugal, you go to Ireland, go to Italy, go to Slovenia, and go around a lot of the United States. There's a depression going on, and there are currency wars. And you don't have to listen to me. Listen to the head of the Bank of England, Mervyn King. There's a currency war. Look what's going on over in Japan with their new Prime Minister, Abe. Mm-hmm. They're lowering interest rates now and pumping money into the system. In Japan, there's a currency war, his words. You listen to Guido Mantega of Brazil. They're lowering the currencies around the world, debasing them so exporters could sell more of their product to other countries.
Right.
There's a currency war.
Well, the U.S. has been doing it for years.
Exactly.
And we've been complaining about China.
Exactly. China, the same thing. There's a currency war. Now there's trade wars heating up, and we're concerned that they're going to take us to world war. And again, you received the Trends Journal. There was a story, my story, in the beginning of it. Remember, this is 60 pages, no advertising. And I mentioned that what was going on in Mali, that there was now threats, and I took a quote from the Christian Science Monitor, of payback. Not a day later, the Algerian hostage crisis broke out, and the reason was it was payback for what France is doing in Mali.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're saying is that these world leaders have a wonderful way of getting us into war, and they only make things worse. And I know your boy was in Iraq when it first broke out.
Mm.
And look what a disaster that turned out to be. Accomplished nothing other than killing about an estimated million people, spending $1 trillion. We're still there at many different levels.
More than 4,000 of our own.
More than 4,000 of our own troops. Same thing with Afghanistan, another loser. So Gerald Celente's Four Rules of Peace, because these people... Oh, how about that little humanitarian mission? Remember that one in Libya?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it turned out beautifully, didn't it?
Yeah,
they destabilized the entire northern Africa. So anyway, my four rules of peace. If you pick a fight, you fight the fight. You want to call yourself commander-in-chief, prime minister, or chancellor, and you say that you lead the forces, go lead the forces. Mm-hmm. Saddle up. If it was good enough for Alexander the Great, William the Conqueror, and George Washington, it should be good enough for you.
So you're saying the rule number one in your four rules of peace, and we'll get to the others in a little bit, is if the world leader wants to declare war or do something that could cause a war, be prepared to strap on a uniform and a weapon and get out there and fight.
That's right. And even before that, yeah, I hear Obama say, or Netanyahu say, we got to get rid of Ahmadinejad. And I hear Obama saying Assad must go. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's have a world leader face-off, a takedown match.
I like that. That would be interesting. I think, you know, America's in this reality TV America, we probably would pay money for that. Hold on to that thought. Gerald Salenti and I will come back after these messages. Three more rules apiece.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.